This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Thousands of protesters in Hong Kong turned out today to demonstrate against traders from mainland China. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma explains why.
The territory's latest march passed by temporarily shuttered pharmacies and cosmetic shops that are popular with Chinese tourists and traders who bring back goods to sell in the mainland. This and earlier protests against an extradition bill have a common refrain. Hong Kong's government is not addressing citizens' concerns. The city's leader, Carrie Lam, has pledged to listen to the people, but many protesters want her to resign. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Violent weather tops this day's news here in the United States as Tropical Storm Barry in the Gulf of Mexico is bringing heavy rain and gusty winds as it heads for landfall on the coast of Louisiana with the city of New Orleans in its path. Large areas are without electricity at this hour, and some roads are underwater. Two coastal areas south of New Orleans are under mandatory evacuation orders. People have boarded up homes and businesses and stocked up on water and other emergency supplies. Some airlines have canceled today's outbound flights. The National Hurricane Center expects Barry to strengthen, then hit the coastline as a Category 1 hurricane, the first of the Atlantic season. The wind and rain could affect more than 3 million people across Louisiana and the state of Mississippi. The main threat is expected to be flooding in low-lying areas, with special concern for New Orleans, which was flattened by Hurricane Katrina 14 years ago. U.S. President Donald Trump has declared a state of emergency in Louisiana, authorizing federal funds and resources to help the state cope with the storm and its aftermath. Officials in Somalia say al-Shabaab militants launched a deadly attack in a hotel in the port city of Kismayo. The death toll has risen to 33, with another 56 people wounded. Witnesses say the terrorists targeted the building with a car bomb, then stormed inside. At least four militants who carried out the assault were shot dead by security forces. This is VOA News. Looming here in the United States, tomorrow's scheduled federal raids targeting undocumented immigrants in a number of U.S. cities with heavy Latino populations. President Trump has been warning of this.
We are really specifically looking for bad players, but we're also looking for people that came into our country not through a process. They just walked over a line.
San Francisco is a migrant sanctuary city, and Mayor London Breed says her police department will not help carry out the weekend raids.
We have been and will be and will continue to be a sanctuary city despite what we know are challenges that we continue to face from this administration in the White House.
A report submitted to the United Nations Human Rights Council accuses Nicaragua of continuing to repress, threaten, and harass human rights defenders and other opponents. This comes a year after the government's violent crackdown on nationwide demonstrations. Kate Gilmore is the Deputy UN High Commissioner for Human Rights.
Our office has received allegations that some of them were subjected to torture or ill treatment by correction officers. We are deeply concerned that human rights defenders and community leaders continue to be targets of attacks, of threats, harassment, and constant surveillance.
Police in Gibraltar say they have released all four crew members of an Iranian tanker without charge after officials detained the vessel last week on suspicion of breaking European sanctions by taking oil to Syria. In a statement, the British Territorial Police said the seamen were freed on bail, but that the investigation was continuing and that the ship remains impounded. A yet-to-be-identified U.S. service member has been killed in action in Afghanistan today. The Taliban is claiming responsibility. There have been no details released by coalition forces. A half-dozen U.S. military personnel in Afghanistan have died so far this year, more than 2,400 in nearly 18 years of war. In Hawaii, officials on Maui say a wildfire has burned over 4,000 hectares and forced thousands of people to temporarily flee the area. Authorities say the blaze is not yet contained, but that residents have been allowed to return to their homes because they say the immediate threat has passed. Officials have cautioned the danger could return with changing wind conditions. U.S. Labor Secretary Alex Acosta has become President Trump's 13th cabinet member in 2.5 years to leave his post, and this was another departure under a cloud. The focus, how, as a U.S. attorney in Florida, Acosta handled a secret plea deal with accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. Gene Randall, VOA News.
Oh, yeah. 1. All the hits and more. VOA.